Micronesia. There are travel agencies specializing in this sort of sea adventure. Try Pearl's Freighter Tips, 175 Great Neck Road, Suite 306F, Great Neck, New York, 11021. On the West Coast, try Maggiehorn, 601 California Street, San Francisco, California, 94108. Then, of course, there are berths on private yachts. And, judging from the number of yachts seen all over the Pacific, a chance to crew is a possibility. You've got to have plenty of time, though, and a modicum of experience to become a share-expense crew member. To further this possibility, read the classifieds in yachting magazines and visit the big yacht clubs on the West Coast, particularly in Hawaii. By air. First, do some homework on the places you want to go. Then, choose a travel agent not preoccupied with cruises and collective touring. Find someone patient and tolerant enough to get the best deals on advance purchase tickets. Circle Pacific tickets, which allow multiple stopovers, or seasonal round-trip economy fares. A good agent can do all this, plus take advantage of current airline price wars, and can help you with such technical questions as minimal stopover clauses and bargain seats that are rarely available. Consider starting from Hawaii. Get the first scent of the tropics in Honolulu. Prepare yourself for the deep Pacific by visiting the Polynesian Cultural Center and the Bishop Museum. Then, because Hawaii is the gateway to the Pacific, check out the travel options from there. In Hawaii, if you go to Hawaiian Airlines with Tonga and both Samoas in mind, or visit Continental's Air Micronesia for travel to Micronesia, you may pick up the low-fare tickets that returning islanders get. For other destinations, and especially complicated multiple stopovers, a well-chosen travel agent at home is best. World War II and the Navy ship USS Aconteus first brought me to the Pacific Islands. It was, however, not a time of sloth, languid days at sea, or idly wandering the beaches. But I saw my first coconut palm then. I saw islanders with bones in their noses, and reefs with water clear as gin. It was heady stuff, and I was profoundly affected. Since then, Virginia and I have been back 10 times, and I'm deeply affected. I'm a little more discriminating, though, and some islands, like human beings, are more appealing than others. Still, they're all old friends, and we'd like to make some of them yours. French Polynesia. Tahiti. Tahiti is one of the Society Islands which, along with the Gambiers, the Tuamotus, the Australs, and the Marquesas, make up French Polynesia. This archipelago, spread out over several million miles of the South Central Pacific, is a mixture of high volcanic islands and low coral atolls. Tahiti, the biggest island in French Polynesia, has the most magical name in the South Pacific, and with good reason. Papeete, her principal port, shares this distinction, and for years Tahiti has been considered an island where land and sea are bountiful, the girls sensual, and the French administration casually tolerant. All sorts of people have been attracted to Tahiti. Drifters, yachtsmen, writers, artists, explorers. Legions of them whose names span more than 200 years. There were Captain Cook, Bougainville, and Bligh. The artists Gauguin and Matisse. Thor Heyerdahl and writers Nordoff and Hall. Frisbee, O'Brien, Stevenson, Loti, Brooke, and Maugham. There were scores of sturdy yachtsmen, and they still come.